Good evening, Megwitch. And a big shout out also to Evan Perkins. Thanks for technical help at the beginning. It's 7 o'clock straight up. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. You can stay tuned for Cabaret and a reminder that our change is in effect and Corriente will be coming on at 8 o'clock tonight. So stay tuned for Cabaret live music.
And welcome to Cabaret's new home, Tuesday nights. Tonight's musical guest is the group Steel Pennies, and we'll let you guys play a few songs and come back, and we'll chat a little bit.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Right.
One more time, the reason why you must sleep. Tell me again why you're sure you don't need me. Tell me again, but don't think you'll convince me. You said about falling in love again, you'd rather be dead. When someone breaks your heart, you cry your eyes red. There's nothing so hard about the life that you. Scared, and that's something I can't buy. So you lose. I won't let you go with nothing to show but more blues. All this talk about leaving is strictly bad news. So you settle down and stay with the one that loves you.
Like a monkey's tune.
There you go.
Cool. Let's go to New Orleans. 1, 2, 3. That's not how we start that song.
I usually remember, Dave, we're on the radio.
On the radio. 1, 2, 3, 4. Down south of New Orleans, prettiest girls I've ever seen. Sparkling eyes and lips so sweet. We make love to a Cajun beat. Ships at anchor, my suitcase is packed. One-way ticket, I ain't coming back. Life's a pleasure, love's no dream. Down south of New Orleans. One way ticket, I ain't coming back. Life's a pleasure, love's no dream. Down south of New Orleans.
on, Captain, I'm ready to ride. We're only waiting for the tide. Down south, New Orleans, prettiest girls I've ever seen. Sparkling eyes, lips so sweet. We make love to Cajun meat. Ships that anchor, my suitcase packed. One-way ticket, I ain't coming back. Life's a pleasure, love, no dream. Down south, New Orleans. Down south, New Orleans. Prettiest girls I've ever seen. Sparkling eyes, lips so sweet. We make love to a Cajun beat. Ships that anchor, my suitcase is packed. One-way ticket, I ain't coming back. Life's a pleasure, love's no dream. Down south to New Orleans.
That's the offending string right there.
There's an offensive string.
It was very offensive. All right, we're going to get Tater up here to sing a song for you. There's a lot of songs in bluegrass about killing and murdering and cheating and drinking, but there's not very many songs that are angry, righteous women songs. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
We happen to have one of those kind of women in our band, and she's going to do this song, and the rest of us are just lucky enough to play along with her.
Thank you, sir.
All right, now that I'm tuned up, one, two, three.
David O.K. Patton on the banjo, lead vocals and harmony, Kathy Foster Patton, keeping time there on the upright bass, Daryl Cox on the mandolin, lead vocals and harmony, Kathy Drasnak, is that correct?
Uh-huh.
On the guitar, lead vocals and harmonies. She just finished up singing that song. Kevin Slick on the guitar, lead vocals and harmony. Well, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome to Cabaret.
You guys are, your timing's great. Vocals, your harmonies are wonderful.
Thank you very much.
How'd y'all meet up?
Well, Kathy really founded the band. What year was that?
07.
In 1907, give or take a century.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
2007.
I joined shortly thereafter. We've been incredibly fortunate to have a lot of people play with us in this band, different arrangements. In this current lineup that we're having so much fun with, Daryl joined the band in probably November.
Yeah.
Of 2012. I was shortly after that.
And then Kevin rounded us out by early January, I guess, mm-hmm. of 2013. And we've been going nonstop since then.
And then once you started practicing and stuff, when did you start getting out and playing, hitting the circuit?
March. Yeah, March of 2013 was our first gig.
Oh, really?
At the Broomfield Auditorium.
Okay.
So, yeah, we had 3 months
to
get it together.
And that was a pretty good sized gig, too. There was several hundred people in a nice auditorium, so a nice concert setting.
Yeah, well, we opened for High Plains Tradition.
Wow. So I've been online, checked out your website, steelpenniesbluegrass.com,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And saw your upcoming events. And you guys are booked quite a... I did notice, though, I wasn't sure, do you take Decembers off?
You know, there's not a lot of demand for bluegrass bands in December.
Well, you got to come up with a bluegrass Christmas album or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's worse. Could do some instrumental Christmas stuff.
Drinking and killing and Christmas. Yeah. I don't know.
Nothing says Christmas like drinking and killing. Kill
out that Burl Ives album.
That's where Big Dave come from.
Well, terrific. So you want to play some more and we'll come back and chat a little bit more?
Sure. All right, we're going to get Daryl up here to sing one that he bought to the band just about a month or so ago called The Danville Girl.
Well, I went down to Danville, got stuck on a Danville girl. You can bet your life she's out of sight. She wears those Danville go.
Song, aren't we?
No,
no, we're not.
Who wrote this?
Who wrote this?
That pretty,
it is pretty,
pretty good,
pretty rocking.
For the record, David O.K. Patton writes the set list.
They're suggestions, that's all. Kind of like Red Lights in Boulder, they're merely a suggestion. All right, we're gonna get the old wheelhouse Daryl up here to kick off Bill Monroe's song called Old Dangerfield. Tuners have committed suicide.
Right, tuners. Sharp, isn't it?
Sharper
flame. All right, we're going to get Tater up here to sing a nice song called Ain't No Ash Will Burn.
Pause for tuning.
That's right.
It, they're acoustic. Yeah,
if it takes a long time with the banjo, there's a joke to follow, folks.
I'm ready.
All right.
All I have to say now is Solum Mare Nos Habito.
Yeah.
Who's the historian? It's like I got on your website. I thought I was on Wikipedia for a second there.
Well, that's the best Latin we could come up with. We tried Pig Latin first, and that just lost all the.
Didn't you use
some finesse. Kind of Latin translator.
I use a Latin translator.
Cool. Cool. So what we're talking about is how you guys came up with the name, the Steel Pennies.
Well, it's directly tied to that. What that supposedly means, depending on the translation you use, it at the bottom of the sea we dwell. And that is the story of the 1943 Steel Penny. You want to tell it?
And so the Steel Penny was only manufactured for 1 year because it clogged up all the vending machines, and people complained about it vehemently because they thought they were dimes and not pennies. And so the San Francisco Mint dumped their supply into the bay in San Francisco. And that's how we came up with
I love
that
it.
Little name.
That's a great name.
Yeah, just a little some factoid. Get people asking the question. What
definitely,
does it mean?
Definitely. So let's talk a little bit about what's coming up, the next events the guys are going to be playing.
All right, we're going to get the boss lady up to tell you about that.
She knows everything.
So we're playing at the Bittersweet Cafe in Louisville on July 18th. On August 2nd.
Well, wait a minute. On the 19th, you're playing a
we're
private...
We're playing a wedding, a private event, a wedding.
Can we crash 19th. It? It's somewhere in Dillon.
No. Sure.
I won't tell you where it's located.
Okay.
Just find a wedding with a bluegrass band and join right in.
All right. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No problem. On August 2nd, we're playing at the YMCA of the Rockies in Estes Park Summerfest, their event that they have every year. On August 3rd, we're playing at the Mountain Melodies Festival at the Buffalo Bill Museum on Lookout Mountain. August 16th, we're back at the Bittersweet Cafe in Louisville. And August 22nd and 23rd, we're playing in Estes Park at their first, hopefully, annual Bluegrass Festival, and we're the host band.
Woo-hoo, wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You've got some momentum going.
Yeah.
Speaking of momentum, let's keep on.
All right,
rolling.
Let's get it. Okay, we're gonna get Kevin up here, and I know you introduced Kevin Slick, but anybody that's seen us will have no idea who you're talking about because Kevin is
so well known.
Kevin is the most educated person in the outfit here. He actually has a degree, maybe more than one. I think he has multiple, several degrees. He has more degrees than it was hot in Boulder, in Fahrenheit. He teaches school. We call him the professor because he's, like I said, the smartest one in the outfit. This is a song he wrote. He's a prolific songwriter, so getting up here to sing his own song, One New Road, is the most righteous Reverend Dr. Professor Kevin Slick.
Oh, I love that introduction. My most recent degree actually is the Doctor of Madness. I've always wanted to be a mad
Ooh,
doctor.
That's a good one.
I'm really working on that one. Okay, here we go.
Down on your road, I'll soon be walking on your road now. about 10,000 miles in my lifetime, and I never found a place I could call home until I met my little blue-eyed darling. That's when I knew that I would never be alone.
I'm right under the air conditioning unit. That's a bad place to be a banjo player. Okay, get up here, and I'm going to sing an old Stanley Brothers song. I'm going to duet this one with Tater. This is Kathy Drasnick, but we all call her Tater because we had two
and
Kathys.
And you can, too.
And you can too.
See,
that's
you
right.
Follow a Tater, and you can, too.
You can, too, so call her Tater.
Start to think my name's Tater, you can, too.
Right now, there's people all over Boulder County speaking to the radios going, Tater, 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 Tater.
Can you hear them?
Can you hear them? I hear it.
Do you hear the voices? Tater hears voices right now. Everybody hears them. First here on
the
radio.
You don't want to hear my voices.
All right, here's an old Stanley Brothers one. One, two, three. Okay, we're going to get the professor back up here to do a Bill Monroe song for you. What did we decide this was most like Bill Monroe?
This was like
the mashup with...
Yeah, this is the time that Bill Monroe got together with the guys from Led Zeppelin and Bob Marley. And
there's lots of acid involved.
Yeah. It was a crazy time at Bill's house that night. Fortunately, someone thought to record it so we could copy it. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. The wind is rolling off the mountain.
voice out in the darkness, hidden moan whispers through the pines. I know it's my sweetheart calling. I hear her through the walls of time. Lord, sing the angels for my darling and take her to that home. Tombstone, I promised her before she died. Our love will bloom forever, darling, when we rest side by side. Oh, send the angels for my darling and take her to that home.
Keep going. All right, go up to the key of the bluegrass key of B. Boy, if we weren't out of tune then, we're going to be out of tune now. It's bluegrass, though. All right, we're going to get Tater up here to sing this song. She is a native of the state of Chicago. And this is the kind of music that the bluegrass...
Came from Chicago.
Chicago. This was a bluegrass sound, the bluegrass sound of Chicago right here in this song. This is an old traditional one. Yeah. Yeah.
Golly, music history happening right and left a little bit.
In the heat of the day down in Mobile, Alabama, working on the railroad with a steel driving hammer. Gotta make some money, buy some brand new shoes. Gotta find some money, take away these blues. She don't love me here, I'm singing in the sun. Payday's coming when my work is all done. Thank you.
Normal bluegrass music.
Beautiful. Now, you said your band got together in 2007?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. And then David O.K. Patton.
That's me.
Got inducted into the Colorado Bluegrass Music Association Hall of Honor.
Yeah.
Now, you weren't sure to. When did you join the band? Was it after you got on? They weren't going to let you be in the band until.
Well, that must have been beforehand. I don't think they could have afforded me after. You did some digging to find that.
I just did the Steel Pennies.
Oh, you read our biography.
Bluegrass. Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah.
Wikipedia.com, yeah.
So did you read up about Daryl Cox, the old wheelhouse over here?
I want to hear more. I know.
Well, Daryl is a card-carrying member of the Cherokee Nation. We found him way out east in Strasburg, Colorado. He was out there raising goats and chickens and
pigs.
And, you know, once we cleaned him up and we got him wormed, and he turned into a pretty good feller, put some new clothes on him. He's a great mandolin player. Daryl, come up and say howdy to the folks.
Thank you. Howdy, howdy, folks. Howdy out there in Radio Land. And I was going to tell you a little bit about Dave here real quick. You know, Dave's a prepper. I know you've probably seen that on TV, but I'll just tell you a little bit about him. Most people I'm prep with food and everything, but Dave's prepping with bourbon down in his basement. I saw it not too long ago. So, you know, if any of you preppers out there need some attention there, Dave will fix you right up there. I've seen that basement.
If the end of the world comes around.
It's got that Black Canyon distillery whiskey
that's
in there.
Right. That's right.
That is a good reminder.
That's right. But I got to say, you'll always be popular at the end of the world parties if you're the guy bringing the whiskey.
Right.
But that, thank you very much, because I would like to mention that we are sponsored by Black Canyon Distillery, makers of pure corn whiskey, the official drink of bluegrass music. Right there.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, we got it.
Yeah, no, please.
We got a few more. We're going to do a song by a lesser-known song by a very well-known bluegrass band out of Liverpool.
We like to do the obscure grass.
Yes. Yeah. Trailer grass,
obscure grass.
We do it all.
Come on, man. That's awesome.
We're your all-in-one bluegrass band. Have at it.
All right.
To go, and I beg your help, my man, to me.
a bluegrass like a Beatles song.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and we got another song coming up that is actually, this one's gotten a lot of airplay on KGNU on Saturday morning. We're real happy, and we appreciate that so much that we've heard this song. We're going to get Tater up here to sing a song about living in the country. This is, you know, you've got your John Denver songs about Thank God I'm a Country Boy and Country Road.
They're all happy songs.
Yeah, and well, some, shining, yeah. This is a song about not such a good day in the country. And Tater's going to sing it. Come on up here.
Well, hello, neighbor. I've been meaning to talk to you. I've been putting it off, but it's something I gotta do. I've been living with a secret, been keeping me awake, but there's just something I gotta say. I shot your dog. He was on my property. Thought he was a coyote on the run. I've been missing some chickens, so I pulled the trigger. I feel so bad about what I done.
Couple more. I did want to mention that song is on our CD, Rusty's Ink Coated Bluegrass Music, which you can buy from any of the band members or online at CD Baby. It features banjo. Oh, these guys
but
are on it too.
Don't hold that against
me. It's buy it anyway.
Anyway, lots, many of the songs we played tonight are on that CD, and we're pretty happy with it. We got a couple more we're going to do for you. And I think we can, we got time. We can extend this one out a little bit. Let's get some Southern flavor going there. And actually, let's go do a full break your second time. Do a full break, and then we'll come in and do the regular ending.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very nice. I just wanted to mention, stay tuned here on KGNU. Coming up at 8 o'clock is Corriente, and that's followed by the heavy set. Corriente is on from 8 to 10, and then the heavy set will be on from 10 till midnight. My name is Steve, and I want to thank everyone for listening for the new Tuesday Home of Cabaret. And our musical guests have been the Steel Pennies. And thank you, folks. That's been fantastic.
You're welcome. We're going to take it out with a Steve Earle song called The Texas Eagle. Have at it, Big D.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Now he don't know much about the issue, so he picks up the phone and he asks advice of the senator out in Indian country, a darling of the energy companies who are ripping off what's left of the reservations. I learned a safety rule. I don't know who to thank. Don't stand between the reservation and the corporate bank. They'll send in federal tanks. It isn't nice, but it's real. My heart, it wounded me.
Buffy St. Marie singing Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. That begins Corriente here at 8 o'clock at KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and 93.7 FM in Nederland. Online at KGNU.com.